Hey there, Mike.
Hey, mate. You all right?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Very good. Warm, but good.
Yeah, it's warm here today, too. It's like 80 degrees today, which after the spring we've had has been a joyous and welcome occasion because we've had a very cold, unusually
snowy.
Cold, snowy spring, yes. So, yeah. So, what's new?
So, I wanted to tell you about... I use my iPhone now in a very different way to how I've used it previously. And I've sort of got enough apps now which provide me with all of the services that I need, which means I never plug my iPhone into my iMac anymore.
Wow. Wait. So like... You never plug it in. Like, you've got, like, the dream that iCloud or whatever the hell Apple's calling it is supposed to provide where, you know, your everything just kind of syncs to your phone without ever having to plug it in.
Yep. I got bored of waiting for the iCloud, so I decided to make my own. I call it the Mic Cloud.
Especially since we have no clue what iCloud is going to
exactly.
do or what it is, or even that it's called iCloud, you know. But we know that they're building the Death Star in North Carolina for some reason.
Yep.
Yeah. So, like, what about music?
Right, so for music, I only use Spotify. With Spotify, I have... we've spoke about it a few times. You kind of have an equivalent in audio. Which today, I mean, when we're recording today, Google's just announced something as well. They're effectively doing what Amazon is doing in the US.
Yeah, I saw that. But without any sort of store to support it, which is just really, you know. It's this year's Google Wave, but go ahead.
So, yeah, I just use Spotify for that. So Spotify would allow me to stream any music that I like, practically any song ever created that's available in digital format.
So, question, are you storing any music then locally on your phone? Like having, like, you know, so you synced it now, okay, this is all the music I'm going to store. I'm not going to add anything else. I'm just going to use Spotify for anything other than this I'm using.
So what I do is with Spotify, I have some of my favorite albums and stuff in playlists there, which I arrange on the Mac, although you can do it on the phone as well. And then I will, so it syncs. Anything I do on the Spotify on my Mac will sync to my iPhone wirelessly, all the playlists and all the changes. And then if I really like a playlist so much that I know I'll be listening to it a lot, or I'll be listening to it when I'm underground, then I can download them tracks to my phone over a Wi-Fi or 3G connection.
Okay.
So now I pay £10 a month for it, and I can download any amount unlimited, no matter whatever I want over the Wi-Fi or the 3G.
Wow. Gosh, I'm so jealous.
So I don't plug in for music anymore.
I'm so jealous of you. Okay, all right. Okay, so what about, like, contacts and calendar and that stuff?
That's all mobile me.
Okay, so that's all mobile me.
And for me, I love that. That works brilliantly for me. I've never had any problems. I mean, I don't ever open the contacts app address book on my Mac because every time I open it, it's got, like, 2 million conflicts. So I just leave that closed.
Yeah.
But, you know, I use Sparrow for my email on my Mac, so it pulls it all down from wherever it's pulling it all down from. It all works good.
Gotcha.
And I use iCal, and I use the MobileMe calendars, and that all works for me nicely.
Huh. Interesting. And, you know, I'll tell you, one of the reasons why I shied away from iCal and, you know, MobileMe, you know, over the air, as it were, syncing, before was, well, several reasons, but I mean, early on, there were tons of people having nothing but problems. I remember seeing reports of that, and that kind of shied me away. Did you see that too early
on?
Yeah,
I remember it. I remember there were some definite issues, and it changed over to MobileMe. But at the time, it wasn't a problem for me. I held all my contacts on my phone, and if I needed them to be on my Mac, I could just plug it in. I mean, it wasn't a problem for me then, and it isn't really a problem now. I just do it all wirelessly because I only really need my contacts on my phone. My phone and my iPad, that's where I mainly need them, and they sync beautifully together.
Gotcha. Okay. And the other reason that I, you know, shied away from it was, and I just, you know, I've never bothered to, to try to set this up, but I'm so afraid that things will blow up. And that is, so I use BusyCal, on my Mac here, and, also the, I sync my phone to my iMac media server because that's where all my mm-hmm. music is anyway, and all my videos and stuff like that. So I keep all that stuff on the iMac. My wife as well uses BusyCal. And the thing about BusyCal is BusyCal allows you to share calendars both over LAN and wide area network, WAN. With other folks, and because Bethany and I are both we are both consultants, we're both freelancers, and our schedules are hectic and crazy, and oftentimes need to be both. I need to know what's going on in her schedule, pretty much in real time, and vice versa. And we need to coordinate things together and put things on the calendar that are joint and for the both of us to be involved with and things like that. So I really have to have a shared calendar solution. Yeah. And I've never really tried to see how that interplays with Mobile Me that would then allow me to just wirelessly sync it over the phone, because I'm so afraid, because it's more than just my calendar getting screwed up that's at stake. It's screwing it up for her as well, which...
Yeah, it sounds like you've got a very specific need, and it seems quite powerful, and I don't think Mobile Me's up to that. I mean, me and Sammy both use my Mobile Me calendar, so she has, like, a different colour calendar, and she'll put all of her dates into it, and so she can see where I am and what I'm doing. But we're both using my login information, so that's how it does that, and she can just choose what calendar she wants to see.
Yeah,
On her phone. But for what you need to do, I think that you're probably best off using something more powerful like BusyCal, like an actual dedicated powerful calendar application. It is very basic, but at the moment that's all I kind of really need.
Right. So Spotify handles your music. What about like videos? I mean, do you watch many videos on your phone? I would assume no, then.
Not really. I mean, I would only ever really watch videos on my iPad. But even then, any video that I watch is coming from online anyway. So I don't download any video podcasts to my Mac.
Gotcha.
I can download them all directly to the devices, or I just stream them from the websites.
Gotcha. And so then I assume, like, for notes, you're using, like, a Simple Note or something like that.
Yep, Simple
Note.
So
you don't have to worry about that. That syncs over the air, and that's one of the reasons I love using it. I would imagine for files, you've got the Dropbox app. So if you really do need to, transfer a file from your Mac to your phone, you could just throw it into Dropbox and, seconds later it'll be right there on your phone ready to open and use.
I mean, and also since iOS 4, there is always email as well, because you've got that open-in functionality. So, I could be on any, if I'm on a work computer and I need to get a document to my phone, obviously I can't plug that in, so I just email it to myself, and that works quite nicely.
Yeah, okay, all right. So, like, when it comes time to update, to the latest version of the iOS, I mean, that's something you have to sync in order to do, right?
That's the only reason I would plug it in. But, for example, at the moment, I have not upgraded to 4.3.3, partly because I don't care about the location stuff. But, I just don't really... Because I'm not plugging it in, it's not telling me to do it, so I'm not really thinking about it. I mean, as soon as iOS 5 drops, then I will be plugging it straight in. Because I love that sort of stuff. I love to have the newest features. But I just don't... I mean, the last bastion for me fell this weekend. The only thing I was plugging it in for was audiobooks. Because I'm an Audible subscriber. And I knew that Audible had an app, but it was only working in the United States. And I checked over the weekend and found out it was the United Kingdom. And I can just go on to... With my iPhone, I can go to the Safari web browser, buy the book using my credit, and then just go to the app and it shows up and I just download it straight in.
Wow.
And then I just have a dedicated app for my audiobooks, and then obviously I use Instacast for all my podcasts. See, that would drive me crazy. That with the amount of podcasts that I listen to now, it would drive me crazy to have to plug it in every morning to download, because that's what I was doing. I was having to get up 10 minutes earlier every morning. So I could start the Mac up, download my podcast, plug my iPhone in, and put them on so I could have them for my commute. Because, you know, I know what I know on what day, because I have favorite podcasts, and I know what day in the week they're coming out on. So, you know, I look... It's like with TV shows as well. I look forward to the talk show, and I look forward to the B&B podcast, and I know what days they roughly come out on, and I know what commute I want to listen to them on.
Yeah.
So having Instacast is brilliant. I mean, literally, all I do is, first thing in the morning, I just refresh the app, just start downloading them, and I can be leaving the house if I want to, if I'm running late, and can be downloading them on the go as well. I mean, Instacast was the catalyst for me trying to cut myself from syncing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was plugging my iPhone in every day for podcasts, and then I was using another application, Podcaster, which I'd spoken about previously, but it wasn't very good. But Instacast is actually ridiculous. It's probably in my top two or three apps on my iPhone.
Instacast is really, really good, and I mean it was a good 1.0, but since. You know, I mean, the developer is very active and is always polishing the way that things work and making them just a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
He listens to feedback, incorporates it. He, you know, I mean, it's clear that a lot of love goes into this app, and that it is one of those things that, you know, the developer built to scratch his own itch, and because he is interested in making it better for himself, the world benefits, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, very similar to like Instapaper, you know, where it's, you know, obviously this kind of developer who has a very clear vision of what he wants out of the product, and that, you know, we all just benefit from the fact that, you know, here's a guy who really loves, you know, apparently loves listening to podcasts and is trying to figure out the best way to do it with the least amount of friction and have it just plain work and be able to find new podcasts easily and add them easily. And, I could go on and on about Instacast, and I believe we've discussed it before. And if we hadn't, to borrow a phrase from another podcast, shame on us, right? Because it's really good.
I mean, obviously, I've got the problem with not backing up. I know that is, you know, that's like a shadow, I guess, that hangs over the whole thing. But
yeah, it's not what we believe in.
Yeah, but then I think to myself, what will I lose? Really, I mean, I own all the apps, so I can just re-download them all again. I back up maybe every month or two, I guess. And, you know, all of the data that we use now pretty much is getting stored in the cloud anyway. So I could, even if my iMac blew up, then my iPhone blew up for some reason, if I bought a new iPhone, I could get it back to pretty much what I've got now. I mean, what, I would lose some progress in Angry Birds or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But that's about it. And this is what I hope one of the things in iCloud will be, you know, the ability to save data of other types of application that don't use Dropbox or whatever to do the syncing. So, for example, if I had to get a new phone for whatever reason, I could go into Instacast and it would know all of my subscriptions already, so it would automatically populate them rather than me having to go in and add them all again or whatever, you know?
You know,
and that's what I hope that will be next. So just maybe even save settings.
That would be great.
So, you know, like, so Tweetbot knows what my accounts are.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of stuff. I think that's the next thing, and that could be something that the data center is for, because I would assume that if Apple did do that, and I know that Sean Blanc has spoken about this in his iCloud predictions, which has sort of informed some of my now views on it, you know, so that it would have to be sort of a free thing anyway, because Apple would be, you know, saying, oh, this is what makes our app so fantastic and the ecosystem so fantastic.
I mean, that's one of the things that Android has, right, over iOS currently, is you get a new Android phone, you know, assuming that you had one before, you get a new Android phone and you put in your Google account information and boom, there you go. All your contacts, all your data, all your settings, your, you know, things you've purchased, everything. Basically, it says make this phone look as much like the old phone as is possible.
Yeah.
Right? At least that's what I've heard is the case.
I believe that to be right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that would be an awesome feature if Apple were to incorporate such a thing. It would make sense even from a,
over the air backup.
As it stands currently, I go to the store, I buy a new. What? I'm sorry?
Oh, go on, carry on. I'll say this in a minute.
No, I was going to say, as it stands currently, I go to the store, I buy a new phone, you know. I have to, you know, I bring it home and I have to sync it, and then, you know, it gives me some message about, hey, this looks like a new one. Do you want to restore this one? Like your old one? Yeah, okay, and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you imagine just being able to walk out of the Apple store, open up that box, plug in your Mobile Me account information, and boom, there you go?
It would be awesome, but I think it's that is still a way off. I think that we'll see, like, our apps will know who we are, but not in the same way that if you plug in your iPhone now, it'll give you the... Because it doesn't just give you your data, it just gives you the exact phone again. So it has all of your records. It has all of the text messages you've ever sent, all of the phone records and stuff like that. It just feels like, to me, the amount of time that it takes me to back that up over USB, that file is too large to be backing up over the air. So I think that we will have an element of it, but if you still want to do a full sort of restore for a new device, you would still want to be doing it via USB cable.
Yeah, well, something to think about.
But maybe one day in the future when the pipes are bigger.
Yeah. Well, yeah, definitely. And I was just going to say, the pipes are likely to be bigger everywhere else in the world before they are here in the U.S. We are far behind what Europe is doing on that front, largely due to, the fact that we have various, none of this stuff is being driven from the government level. It's all private sector stuff. And, it's not like Sweden where, everybody basically has has 30 gig fiber to their home or something like that. Because
to each room.
To each room, right? Yeah.
The government come and just plug an Ethernet port in the back of your Mac and they leave.
Well, the other thing too, this is a whole different discussion, but, the fact is that, say a country like Sweden, they're able to do that because, you're paying, you're paying 40-50% in tax, right? The trade-off is that, it's a kind of socialist model, right? Where, I give you half of my income and in return you give me good things, right?
Yeah.
You provide all of these other things like, free childcare and, two years of paternity leave and, things like that,
Mm-hmm.
Paid paternity leave and whatnot. And I would argue that while that certainly is less so in the UK, it is more so than it is here.
Yeah, we're still not as advanced as that, but maybe one day. I suppose we all have to be one day. Anyway, should we wrap this one up?
We should. That's really cool, and I think a lot of people are going to take away stuff from that. I know I am. I'm now very tempted to try to see if I can reach that same goal.
I'd love to know if people are able to do it. Let me know on Twitter. I'm at iMike, iMyke. Give me a shout if you're able to reach the nirvana that I'm at.
Yeah, or if you already have been doing that and you're like, oh, Mike, where have you been? I've been doing that for years.
You've forgotten about this. I'd love to know.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
As always, we'll talk later.
We will.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.